The Arkell Museum in Canajoharie and the Fenimore Art Museum in Cooperstown are both showing American Impressionist paintings from the Arkell collections this summer. American Impressionism, Paintings of Light and Life is the exhibition at the Fenimore. American Impressionism, Masterworks in Watercolor and Pastel at the Arkell. We're joined now by Diane Forsberg and Chris Rossi to tell us more. Diane is the Arkell Museum Chief Curator, and Chris is the Associate Curator of Exhibitions at the Fenimore. And it's a great pleasure to have you both here. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Always a delight. So let us begin with you, Chris, as to how this particular show came about.
Well, we were trying to think of an exhibit that would embody the perfection of summertime in Cooperstown, in the Northeast, and what better than Impressionist art paintings? I think it was William Merritt Chase that said two of the most beautiful words in the English language were summer afternoon, and we like to think that Cooperstown is the place to spend a summer afternoon, and to be able to spend them with Impressionist works would be sublime. And we knew that our friends down at the Arkell had an amazing collection, and we were able to work out a collaboration.
So this collaboration comes, and we'll, Diana, I want you to weigh in on this in just a second, but when you know of what they have, I assume, and you have kind
yes.
of a wish list and say, okay, this is what would be great.
Yes.
With the works coming from other places.
That's right. That's right. The work from the Arkell is sort of the backbone of the exhibit, and we are working with other institutions, but being familiar with the work and the collection out at the Arkell, you know, helped us pull together something we knew would be a crowd pleaser, something that our public would really enjoy.
So, Diane, this obviously lets your work go and go to a different museum, perhaps even a different audience, and then you get to do your own thing as well.
We do. Because our oil paintings are now an exhibit in Cooperstown, we decided to put up pastel and watercolors by some of the same American Impressionist artists at our site. And these are works we very, very rarely show because they are very sensitive to light and they're very fragile. So this doesn't happen every year. But this was the perfect timing to both have American Impressionist shows up at once and both with works from the Arkell collections.
What is it about the Arkell collection that so embodies this idea of American Impressionism?
That's a tough one. Let me think about that. But what is when I think
I didn't mean to stump you. I'm sorry.
What was the question? I think what you're asking, one of the things that is true about our American
I may not know what I was asking.
Our American Impressionist collection really embodies all that's wonderful about America. And, you know, summer and sunny. And that was really what Bartlett Arkell was after. He wanted the people who came to Canajoharie Art Gallery to see uplifting works that really celebrated America. And you can see both at that right now at the Fenimore and at the Arkell Museum. But mixed in with this are paintings that were really from his private collection. And some of those works aren't the same. They have a little darker, a little moodier tone to them. And that's not what he selected for the public.
As far as the Fenimore's mission goes, this fits right in.
Yes.
Because it's regional in the sense of where it came from.
That's right. That's right. There were Impressionist art colonies all along the Northeast, including out on Long Island, out in the Hamptons, out in Shinnecock, and up to the Florence Griswold, up in Old Lyme, Connecticut. So this fits right in, and we've been showing American artists over the last couple of years. We had a John Singer Sargent exhibit and a Hopper exhibit, both of which the Arkell helped out with. So this fits perfectly with our mission and our themes.
It's wonderful. Let's see, how do I now see? I'm back where you were. how do I ask this question? But, you know, it's wonderful to see the two institutions getting along so well. That isn't always the case.
Yeah. No, and, you know, this is a real focus for us. We're in such a culturally rich area, and there's so much to celebrate between institutions. We do better working together than not. So we've been fortunate in having other institutions such as the Arkell, Munson Williams Proctor Art Institute up in Utica. In Cooperstown, we've got Glimmerglass Opera right up the road. We're all working together to promote each other, but also to provide our visitors with a unique experience.
And piggybacking off one another in this regard, of being able to go to one and then go to the other and still have somewhat of a shared experience, obviously benefits both of you, but also gives the viewer a more enhanced experience as well.
It does. I mean, one of the interesting things about having the American Impressionists from the Arkell Collections at Fenimore is it is a new audience for us. But they also, once they get exposed to those works at Fenimore, we're so close. And then they can come see the original gallery where these works were once housed. And we have a catalog that the Fenimore Art Museum put together. And right in the center of it is the original gallery with the Impressionists and also some landscape art and works by Winslow Homer on display. And you can see today that that gallery still exists and looks very, very similar. And
just so we're more books, right?
A little more books? Not in that room.
No,
this is
exactly
the way it looks.
Okay. Where is
we'll
that?
We'll have to come visit again.
I will have to come visit again.
You know, this is the original
library.
No, that's the original gallery. And sometimes I have to explain that this happens more often than not, and we have to find a way to fix it, is sometimes people come to visit and they only go to the new galleries and they totally miss the experience of the original art gallery. So when people come visit...
Well, I know that wasn't the case because you were my tour guide.
Yeah, okay.
That helps.
Yeah, I know that. This is just my bad memory.
Okay.
That's all it is. What would have been on display when we would have
exactly what you see there from the 1930s, because we've reinstalled it to look just the way Bartlett Arkell left. We've changed, I mean, the signage is a little different, and we do have a portrait of Bartlett Arkell in there that he didn't include himself.
That's beautiful.
But what's really wonderful about the collection is that this isn't his personal collection. This is the work that he purchased for the people of Canajoharie. So these are works that he wanted the people in the village of Canajoharie to experience. He wanted to have them have the same kind of experiences he had by visiting galleries in New York City and in Europe, and so that's how we set it up.
There, as Diane mentioned, there is somewhat of a darker tone, but most of these are quite accessible and just, above all, beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely. They're a real celebration of light and color. Delightful. Mm. Yeah, delightful work. You do see a progression in the gallery from the early days, and we actually have a Monet on display. The French were the inspiration for American Impressionism. And then, like any other artistic style, it sort of ran its course, and out of American Impressionism came this realism and this ashcan school, a grittier look at life. But American Impressionism is this light, wonderful, you know, joy-filled series of canvases, and that's what you'll see in the gallery.
What else is going on at the Fenimore in the summer?
Oh, we've got some great shows along that idea of collaboration in support of Glimmerglass Opera. We've got two exhibits that are inspired by Aida and Armide, and those are costume exhibits from the Metropolitan Opera. So we've got costumes from Leontine Price and Luciano Pavarotti, to name a couple of names, a little name dropping there. They're fabulous. And downstairs in our Lake Level Gallery, we've got William Matthew Prior, who was a portrait painter from the 18th century. And that's a wonderful exhibit as well, and well worth seeing.
And Diane?
Well, we're really focusing on our permanent collection and putting it up so people can see it this summer, the same time the American Impressionists are up. And so we've selected a landscape show called Pastoral and Parkland, American Landscape Painting. And included in that are works by Innes, who's quite pastoral, mm-hmm. two works by Albert Bierstadt, who's really celebrating the parkland views that we're all very familiar with, like Yosemite.
So just beautiful stuff at both museums.
It is. And, you know, if you want to take some time, you can also read the labels and find that there's some deeper and hidden meanings in some of these works that you might not get at first glance.
You wrote the labels, did you?
I did.
She did a great job, and there are some great stories in there, too. Yes, we're more than just a pretty face. Come take a look and read, too.
For God's sakes, read the labels.
But right. No, yeah. You know, I'd much rather people look at the artwork.
But, you know, I agree with you, though, because it's that's when you have that time and you make yourself available and you can just read those stories and take it in, mm-hmm. it's a much more enriched experience. Mm-hmm. I will enjoy that. You can find both exhibits, American Impressionism, Paintings of Light and Life, is at the Fenimore Art Museum in Cooperstown, New York, through September 16th. FenimoreArtMuseum.org for more information. FenimoreArtMuseum.org for more information. American Impressionism, Masterworks in Watercolor and Pastel, is at the Arkell Museum in Canajoharie through October 21st. You can visit ArkellMuseum.org to learn more. ArkellMuseum.org. For more information. Diane Forsberg and Chris Rossi, I thank you so much for being in studio and for being with us. I hope you have a glorious summer season, and I thank you so much for sharing these treasures with us. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having
us here. Great pleasure. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.